come back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome to the podcast that challenges you from the inside. Come be more and discover the agile within. And now here's your host, Greg Miller.
Well, we're back. Welcome back. We have been gone for, I don't know, it feels like too long, a year, maybe longer. So the Agile Within is back. We've changed some things. This will be the first episode of many more to come, hopefully. We are recording this in December of 2022. But if you're listening to this, obviously you are. This is in January 2023, the first episode since we've been gone. So let me explain to you a little bit. There's some changes that we've made. I say we because it's no longer just me. I have a very special co-host with me now. So the reason why there's been a hiatus, and thank you for those who've continued to listen. There's 20 some episodes that I've kept live out there on all of the podcast apps. So I took a break because candidly, I want to be transparently, I did get very busy. I was doing publishing, as everyone knows, weekly. If you've ever done something like that, it's very hectic. Lining up guests, editing, things like that, and having a full-time job and a family. That was my fault. I should have done it less frequently, but you know what? Being an agile, I tried and I failed, and now we regrouped and we're coming back, hopefully better. So, but it was always the desire was always in the back of my mind, and it came up stronger and stronger. I wanted to get back and doing it, and I did miss it. I really enjoyed doing this. And I hope you enjoy the content that we've been bringing you. So the other change is that I mentioned here, we're having a co-host. So co-host has been a friend of mine for a while. I met him through various things online during the pandemic, through LinkedIn. We met up at a couple things and we got to know each other and we kind of connected. We did connect recently and decided we wanted to work together on this podcast, and his name is Mark Metz. Some of you may be familiar with him on LinkedIn and through Scrum Masters of the Universe with Jamie Kriegel. So Mark is going to be the co-host. And Mark, I will let you introduce yourself a little bit here.
Appreciate that, Greg. And just want to say thanks so much for inviting me. I consider it an honor that you invited me to come and be a co-host here. So I'll just share a little bit about myself. So I'm a Scrum Master, and I'm located in Columbia, South Carolina. I have a decidedly Southern accent, so you can tell Greg and I apart pretty easily, you know, with it being an audio podcast. You should be able to distinguish us fairly easily. And yeah, I became a Scrum Master a little over 2 years ago, something like that. I had experience as a manager, and tried to also play a Scrum Master role while I was a manager. Probably didn't do a really great job. It's a difficult thing to do. And in my transition, just had a lot of support from the Agile community for me to be able to get me where I am today. And I'd just like to give a little bit back, hopefully, to those of you out there. Share some stories, share some experiences, and couldn't imagine a nicer guy to partner with, Greg. So thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. Yeah. Mark has a wide variety of experience, as you know. And the reason why I was kicking around the idea of a co-host even before Mark and I talked, and I wasn't sure who I wanted to have as a co-host. I, there's lots of names of friends of mine that went through my head. I thought of approaching and friends I met on LinkedIn. And when Mark and I started talking, and it just seemed, yeah, this is great. Let's do this. So one thing that Mark has helped instantly with this show is the crafting of a vision statement. Never had that before. I had a direction in my head. Everyone knows that on the Agile Within, this is not necessarily around Scrum process, things like that, learning how to do a retro and things like that. That's not, it comes up in conversation, of course, but the main thrust is around the being Agile, right? The mindset, the behaviors, and all that comes with it. Very cerebral, if you like to think things through like that. But then we also want to have, Mark and I were talking, we don't just want to have theory. You know, we talked about theory, okay, value, but then we're trying to give examples of, we're going to give examples of more like, what does that mean? How can I, what's a value that I can, that can help me in maybe my job? Because I think a lot of us are listening to this podcast because you're in Agile. You want to learn how to be maybe a better Scrum Master, Agilist, or maybe just a part of a team. Not just, but you are part of a team. You're an Agile team. Maybe you're new to it. Maybe you're not. But even if you're not, I believe that there's always more to learn. I've been in this, in Agile for 12 years, over 12 years now, and I'm still learning. And this is where my journey's taken me. To this part of Agile, to forming a podcast. I never thought I would do this. I was very nervous. Any of you that are thinking about doing it, I'd say just do it. It's great. It's scary in the beginning because you listen to podcasts. You're like, I'm not that good. I'll never be that good. And Mark's been telling me that I'm great. And I don't think I'm great because I've only done like 20 episodes so far. And people have been doing 20. It for years. Only 20. Yeah. My first one, to be candid, if you listen to my first one, I think it was me. My first guest, I was very nervous. I even said that to him before. I don't know why I was nervous because you're recording it. You can edit it. So it's not like it's a live show. So anybody out there that's thinking about doing not just this, but maybe you want to become a Scrum Master in Agile. So you want to advance your career because you're really into it. No one's giving you a shot for some reason. Just try it. It's all about failure, right? Mark said yesterday, first attempt in learning. That's how the word fail works out in a acronym. Is that what it's called? Yep. An acronym? FAIL. First attempt in learning. So go ahead and try it and just give it a shot. Just go for it.
One last part on our vision statement, one of the words that we kind of sweat the details on. So again, our vision statement is providing agile insights into human values and behaviors through genuine connections. We talked about that and came up with the word genuine because when you look at the word genuine means sincerely and honestly felt or experienced, means actual and true, and free from hypocrisy or pretense, sincere. And that's something that Greg and I are very much in alignment on is genuine connections, sharing not just the good things, but the bad things, the struggles, the trials, and what we learn from them. So I hope you'll see us being very real in this podcast. That's part of our desire.
Yeah, absolutely. Transparency. That's why I wanted to be transparent with everyone in the beginning about why haven't you heard a new episode in a long time? Mm. It's been over a year. So yeah, thanks Mark for that. So that's our vision statement. I hope it helps you understand where we're coming from going forward, and where I've been coming from. Actually, this is where I've been operating. I just didn't realize it. So thanks, Mark, for that. So we're not going to take too much more, be too much longer here. I just want to go over a few things going forward. I was doing weekly. We have a plan to do monthly. I think that's going to work a lot better for our schedules. I know it will for me. Probably we're thinking the end of every month. So this episode obviously is going to come out. We're going to have two in January. So because we want to have this one obviously out. You're listening to it now in January, hopefully. So going forward, it'll be at the end of every month. That will give us time to record and edit during the month and line up a guest for the following month. Speaking of guests, good segue to that. So we have a format that actually Mark's very good suggestion again, to do 1 month where it would be with a guest, Mark and myself and a guest, like you're used to hearing a guest, and the following month be just Mark and me and talking about whatever topic is on our minds. By the way, feel free to send in to my email is still working. It's Greg Miller@theagilewithin.com and with suggestions and of what you want to, what you want us to talk about. You can send us questions. You can send us ideas for shows. Maybe someone you'd like to hear on the show. Maybe you'd like to come on the show. How about that? There you go. Step out of your comfort zone. Like I was saying earlier, we're not just looking for so-called big name guests, people that you've heard about, that everyone's heard about, right? If you listen to a lot of my episodes, you've heard people you've never heard of. They're my friends, some of the people I've worked with. It's people that I think have great ideas. They're very thoughtful, intentional. They have a lot of potential. People I've worked with, some people I haven't worked with, but I got connected with through a friend of a friend, and they said, hey, this person, you need to talk to this person. They would be great for this. So again, maybe dipping your toe in a little bit. If you want to come on and talk to us, that would be great. So look for, and what am I missing, Mark?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's a good thing we have a vision statement, because otherwise you and I would be talking sports, right?
We would be talking sports. That's another thing. We like football. You'll hear us talk a little bit about that every now and then.
To be clear,
keep it light and fun.
American football, not football. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's a good point. There's a lot of folks that listen to this podcast around the world. We mean American football. not what we call soccer, what you call football, if you're in Europe and around the world. The number one sport in the world is football, right? Mm-hmm. And we just had the World Cup. So we're in December. Argentina just won the World Cup. So congratulations if you're from Argentina. That's great that Messi got his first World Cup, maybe his only one ever.
Greg's Ronaldo got a son playing high school basketball, right, Greg?
I have a son playing high school basketball. We have a big game today. He's in a little tournament, so I have to drive an hour north. So, yeah, if you know what that's like, driving your kids around to sports, yeah, Mark's been through that. So I feel for you. I know what you're going through, but it's rewarding to see him out there having fun. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I haven't told you, Mark, I actually started the whole season, all the home games, I worked the scoreboard for the team. Mm. And
that's a pressure cooker.
So there you go. Yeah. Here you go. Another example. I stepped out of my comfort. Never done it before. I got a crash course for one game, and the next game I was turned loose. So yeah, it's a lot. And then now there's me. Then there's the guy doing the scorebook with the opposing team. They each do their, and then they asked me the other day, do I want to learn the scorebook? And I said, sure. Yeah, that's fine. 'Cause they're looking for people to fill in. So every now and then, so that's been a lot of fun, you know, interesting. So it's kind of fun when my son comes up to check in. He's kneeling right in front of me. And it's kind of interesting to see him there, and I buzz him in. It's kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of cool. but the other thing, kind of wrapping up here, is that we do have another recording. We just recorded yesterday. We have with our first guest for the new show. So this will be it'll be coming out the end of January, 2023. It'll be our first show with Mark and I with a guest. And that guest is, who's the guest? It's a PO, our first PO, our first product person. His name, I'm going to butcher his name, Martin, I'm sorry. It's Martin Dalmine. I believe that's right, Martin. Don't beat me up for that. I'm American. I can't pronounce it. It's Martin Dalmine. He is very popular on LinkedIn, very popular on Serious Scrum. He writes for Serious Scrum. He has his own consulting company. It's dalmyn.com, dalmyn.com. That's his website. Go check that out if you want to find out more about him. But we did a great show with him yesterday.
Great show.
And again, that'll be coming out the end of January. Yeah, go ahead.
Nothing really to add. Just Martin's just such a genuine person himself, and yeah, he's a pleasure to have on. So good to reach back out to him.
Yeah, another one of our European friends. He's from the Netherlands, and be sure to catch that show out. He talks about something interesting because we recorded it just after Christmas, and he gave us something I'd never knew about. Something they celebrate over there in addition to Christmas. So check that show out. Hear what he has to say about a tradition. I think, was it just in the Netherlands or maybe is other parts of Europe maybe celebrated as well?
Yeah.
But it happens earlier than Christmas, but the same month. So yeah, check that out. Listen up. But he had lots to say about humble planning. That was the thing, humble planning. So be sure to catch that episode out there. So with that, anything else, Mark, you have to say?
You covered it, buddy.
All right. So, again, thank you, everyone, for having patience with us through this time with COVID and everything. Not that I had COVID, but just being absent for a while. Thank you for welcoming us back in. I hope you enjoy the new format, the new less shows, but hopefully we know it'll be better quality with a second host. Some new guests, and then some time with Mark and I talking. And thank you for listening, and we will talk to you later. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.